Those committed to excellence know it requires feedback from others, because no matter how carefully we scrutinize our own weaknesses, we simply cannot see everything about ourselves, much less know how to correct it. This is why athletes benefit from coaches and musicians from teachers. It's why writers need editors to critique their work, and why organizations need to conduct market research and solicit feedback from employees, clients, and consultants. To improve, we need to see how others see us. We can all greatly benefit from different viewpoints and the feedback available from other people. Our marriage partner is in a position to know us better than anyone else. Living with us on a daily basis, year after year, our mate sees the way we act and react, how we pursue our dreams or procrastinate our responsibilities, the way we express or hold back our positive and negative emotions, what we do when disappointed or happy, the way we handle difficult challenges, unexpected bad news, stressful crises, and moments of triumph. In short, our husband or wife sees us at our best and worst. Individuals who choose to do so can always find ways to hide different facets of who they really are from friends, co-workers, and others. But this is much harder to do with the person we spend our lives with. That's why a mate's feedback can be especially valuable. Unfortunately, the extensive knowledge spouses have about each other is rarely used in constructive ways. Much more commonly, husbands and wives use their awareness destructively, taking pot shots at one another, criticizing each other openly, complaining to others about their mate's shortcomings, and so on. How sad for both. The key to making feedback in marriage beneficial is for each spouse to personally cultivate traits of maturity and sensitivity, and for both to nurture mutual respect and trust in their relationship. When the individuals in a marriage have internalized these attributes, it's quite remarkable how much more both can realize their potential. Mature adults will seek their mate's honest feedback, and a sensitive spouse will offer feedback with candor and kindness. Neither would think of saying things in an offensive or hurtful way. After all, this is their very best friend. Because they trust one another completely, we know they can count on each other for feedback intended to be helpful and supportive, not undermining or judgmental of our beloved companion. Remember, giving and receiving feedback is an art requiring skill and practice, especially during the early phases of our learning. Until both spouses are confident and comfortable receiving feedback, it's best to follow this simple rule of thumb. Feedback should be offered only upon invitation. Don't give feedback unless asked. Couples committed to maximizing their growth and development have no limit as to what areas they can give each other feedback about, when such feedback is wanted. You may want to review Request Permission to Discuss Challenges in Chapter 5. This can be done constructively in many different ways. For feedback to be effective in marriage, each person should use a style that is comfortable for him or her and appropriate for the person's mate. Here are two illustrations, one about asking for feedback and another about offering it. I felt a little awkward at the party last night. Did you notice any blunders on my part? Or could you recommend how I might have handled that sensitive issue with Sally better? Well, I don't know that I would label this a blunder, but it did seem that you spent almost the entire evening in one corner while others were waiting to talk with you. As for your interaction with Sally, she might have been less defensive had you pulled her into the other room alone before discussing something so personal.
Practice new behaviors on one another.